All right, Rav Osai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to pick up, continuing in the Be'er HaChaim, which we began yesterday. It's the same handouts from yesterday, or the PDF on the chat, whichever one. So we left off on page Beis. And we'll see a very beautiful focus really today on one paragraph, which I thought is just a very moving piece. So the Be'er HaChaim writes as follows. It says, Ikar HaAvoda. So you, remember again, in yesterday's shiur, so we began to focus on the profound power of Chodesh Nisan. So he continues now and he says, Ikar HaAvoda. La'anoshim pshutim ke'erkenu. So, what is the avod of Nisan? You know, so he quoted some pretty profound ideas of the Igra Dekalo. 12 days of Nisan could correspond to go ahead and do tshuva for 12 months. The Sfas Emes, the Chidushi Harim. What about for simple people? What for first people like us? So what is the avoda? What is the job? What is the essence of this month? He says, Ikar ha'avoda la'anoshim pshutim kerkenu. The primary avoda for simple people like us, hu inyan hischachos, is the concept of renewal. V'hu megedoli ha'yisodos, she'yehe mischadish tamid, v'lo yisya'ish midahaschel shuv ba'avodasa. The avoda of Nisan for us is the ability to renew ourselves, and not to chas v'shalom give up or despair from starting over. Right? So many times in life, we know that we need to start again. Whatever it might be, whether it's in our relationship with Hashem, in our relationship with others, in our relationship with ourselves, I know that I need to start again. But sometimes I feel like there's so much water under the bridge that it's impossible to start again. It's just impossible to begin anew. And the Rebbe says, the Be'er HaChaim says, you have to be careful to avoid that mindset. V'lo yisya'ish. Do not give up, do not despair about the ability to start anew. You know, the greatest tool of the Yitzhara, see, Rabbi Nachman writes about this extensively as well. The greatest tool of the Yitzhara is not in its ability to get us to sin. That's not it. In the words of Rabbi Nachman, he says the greatest tool of the Yitzhara is atzvus and yeyush. To help us fall into a state of despair. Because once you fall into a state of despair and you give up, that's it. Once you give up, that's the beginning of the end. That's the greatest tool. Of course, then once you give up on yourself, any sin is possible. Once you give up on yourself, then there is no motivation to accomplish or to acquire any type of inherent kiddusha. So, in the words of Rabbi Nachman, this is why he writes of Ein Shum Yeyush Ba'olam Klal. There is no Yeyush. You cannot give up in this world. You must avoid Atzvos. You must avoid what he calls the Mara Shchora, the darkness, the depression, the sadness. You have to avoid all of this. So in the Be'er HaChaim, he frames it a little bit differently. He says, the Yitzhara tries to entice me and tell me a simple idea, which is, you've fallen so many times. Right? You both say, how many times have I had the same conversation with myself? Oh, new start. This time, it's going to be different. How many conversations have I started with myself with that same line? This time it's going to be different, right? No, really. I know I said that yesterday and the day before, and for the last 45 years I've said that, but no, I have a good feeling this is it. And then, of course, there's that voice in my head that says, come on, who are you fooling? How many times have you had that conversation? This time it's different. Why don't you just accept the fact that it's never going to be different? Why don't you just accept the fact that this is who you are? Why don't you just accept the fact that, you know what, no one's perfect. These are your errors. These are your weaknesses. These are your sins. You know, this is it. So the Be'er HaChaim writes, the Yitzhara tries to get to tell me, you've fallen so many times, you're not getting back up. You're not getting back up. It's not that you're a bad guy. You have plenty of good stuff that you do, but you're never going to fix this weakness. And you're never going to overcome this desire. You've fallen so many times. Al yakshiv v'kolo. Says the Rebbe, says Be'er HaChaim, don't listen. Don't listen to that voice in your head. Ela yischazek liyischadish kebriya chadasha. Rather, our avod of Chodesh Nisan is to strengthen ourselves and to renew. V'yishkach mina avar, you have to forget the past. V'yiskar ach v'rak es ahoveh. and you have to only focus on the present. V'hu mechovas hasha b'yamim elu. And says the Be'er HaChaim, this is the avoda of this month of Nisan. But so just you should know. Well, let's see. He says, so I just want to point out, you know, in yesterday's shiur, when we began this section, we're talking about the incredible profundity of Nisan and the power and the 12 days and all these things. And now, what the Be'er HaChaim is saying, okay, and on a simple level, what is Nisan about? It's about renewal. Nisan is about starting over. Nisan is about saying new start. Break with the past. Break with the past. Brand new start. Look at these words. He says again, he says, V'yishkach min ha'avar, forget about the past. V'yiskor ach v'rak es ahova, think only of the present. V'hu mechovas hashab yamim elu, this is my obligation in these days. U'kafi shepirush harav ha'kadosh rab tzvi hirsh mirimenov. Schuso yogin alein lahamis bepasuk, hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadoshim. What does the pasuk say about Nisan? This month is the first of all the new months for all the Rosh Chodeshim. Ki achodash hazeh hu rosh lechol hischatzus. So Menachem Mendel of Rimenov says achodash hazeh lachem rosh chadoshim means this month is the first month of all renewals. This is the beginning of all hischatzus. I mentioned on Shabbos that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that achodash hazeh lachem, the way to vocalize it is hachidush. Hazelochem, Hachidush. This is the month of Chidush. This is the month of renewal. This is the month of starting over. This is the month where I say, you know what, the past is the past. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. And it's not my job to focus on the past. My job is to focus on the present in order to build a magnificent future. V'yesh biyata adam lezakos laoz v'tatsumos hanefesh. And I have the ability, I personally have the ability to go ahead and summon up enough strength to go ahead and begin my avoda from the beginning. To begin again. That is my job. Hachidush hazelochem. This is the month of Ischachos. The past is the past. I've fallen every single day for who knows how many months, for who knows how many years. Okay, that's the past. That's the past. Hachodesh hazelochem. This is, and remember, as we saw yesterday, Hachodesh hazelochem rosh chadoshim. What's the unique part of Nisan? And I'll say this is the unique part is that every day is Rosh Chodesh, right? Every other month of the year, Rosh Chodesh falls out one day, maybe 2 days, and Nisan Hachodesh hazelochem rosh chadoshim. This month, every single day is a Rosh Chodesh, which means I'll say that even if I failed yesterday, so it's Gimel Nisan. Even if I failed yesterday, that's okay. That's okay. Yesterday was yesterday. The past is the past. Today is a brand new beginning. And the Rebbe goes on. He says, "V'yesh biyada adam." A person has the ability to tap in to this avoda. V'lo chalila lishmoa bekol hayetzer hara hamiramehu shekvar inlo takon echas shalom. And a person has to avoid listening to the yetzer hara because that yetzer hara tries to convince me that I don't have the ability to fix anything. That what is, and what has been is what always will be. That's the greatest detrimental message of the Yetzer Hara. What has been is what will always be. And says the Be'er HaChaim, HaChodesh HaZelochem, this month is the month of renewal. Every day is a Rosh Chodesh. Every day is a new beginning. And the Avoda Pshuta, the simple Avoda of this month, says the Be'er HaChaim, is Hischatzus. So I'll show you one more piece, then we'll stop for today. If you look in footnote Beis, he says something truly beautiful in footnote Beis. Bakdoma l'sifro egleital, darash harav ha-kadosh ha-bala Avnei Nezer misakichav, so sakichav ha-rebbe, in Avnei Nezer, writes as follows. He says, in egleital, we'll say, is a sefer actually on Lamed Tes Melachos. So he writes something so beautiful. He says, taima dikra, sha'al ha-adam likra parshas kriyashma pamayim ba'ava midei yom biyomo. So we'll get to the Kriyat Shema part of Mirat Hashem tomorrow. But this is such an incredible yisod. The Torah says, "Shatame hatovel mitumaso, tzarach lahamtin laherav shemesh, v'rak az ya'ale mitumaso." Also, we've learned this many times throughout our journeys in Shas, that there's something very interesting about Tumah. What's interesting about Tumah? You can never be purified from Tumah the day you contracted it. Right? Interesting how we know this. We spent enough time in Tumah and Taras like this that we know that, again, different durations of Tumah, but one thing is always clear. The day you contract the tumah is never the day you can become purified from it. And of course, the novelty is you can go to the mikvah, right? You can go to the mikvah, but tumah always requires Harav Shemesh. You always need the sun to set. And Abba said, listen to this incredible life-altering yisod of the Sakhar Chaver Rebbe. He says, Vatam, Shir Nitar Miyad. But why? Why can't I become tahor immediately? Right? Why not? In other words, why does tumah require Harav Shemesh? Why can't I just become tahor immediately? I go to the mikvah. I went to the mikvah. Why can't I assume a status of tahor right then and there? But let's listen to this. Ki nishar bo roshem min hatumah, mipnei shebo bayom saba latumah. V'lachin biyado litar ulehisnasek min hatumah hayishana, rak achar ha'erev shemesh bevo yom chadash. And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, why? Because at the end of the day, on the day in which you became Tameh, the vestiges of Tumah always remain. And as Rebbe say, there's a concept that our actions have ramifications. And as much as sometimes I would love to divorce myself from the ramifications of my actions, I can't do so instantaneously. So when I do something, that act has a residual effect and impact on who I am. But something amazing happens. Although I may tarnish today as a result ultimately of my negative behaviors, one thing is clear, which is what? As soon as the sun sets and a new day begins, I have the ability to start anew. An incredible and profound yisod, tying into exactly what we've just been learning. The entire concept of hischatshus. So there's a concept. So this is the hashkafa of tumah. So the hashkafa of tumah is what you do on any particular day has an impact on who you are. And you cannot divorce yourself from the totality of your actions. What you do defines who you are. And when I do something wrong, that leaves a mark on who I am. But that mark need not remain forever. As soon as there is Harav Shemesh, as soon as the sun goes down, as soon as the day ends and a new day begins, that's when the hischatshus of Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimenov, that's when Achidush Hazeh Lochem, that's when Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, that's when all of that renewal begins. So it's incredible dialectic. What I do has an impact on who I am, but that impact need not last forever. If I decide the next day, if I decide today, that whatever happened yesterday was yesterday, but today is a brand new beginning, that koach is in my hands. Yetzer Hara will try to convince me that that's impossible. Yetzer Hara will try to convince me that no, what you did is who you are, and who you've been is who you will always be. But the avoda ha-pshuta, the simple avoda of Chodesh Nisan, is to drown out that voice. And to remember that I possess the greatest gift of all time, the koach of hischatshus. All right, we'll stop here. I'm going to pick up with another piece in the Berachah, Hashem, tomorrow.